Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on to get us, to get us.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. I'm your host, Pauline.
And I'm Tasia.
And today we have kind of some things that are funny to talk about.
Definitely very interesting for sure.
And then also some cute things, so some baby news, of course. We love baby news. And just a lot of different things happening on social media. A lot of stuff that's happening in regards to like Instagram has a new feature that I think is really cool that they're implementing, as well as just... I don't know, because social media, like, I know that social media, a lot of people say, consumes everybody's everyday life. And it can be, it can be addictive.
For sure. People are definitely sitting on their phones more now often today. And especially in today's society, people feel like the personal connection isn't as much there because everybody's doing everything online on the phone.
Right. And I know that, like, people our age always get a bad rep with that, like adults. Well, I mean, we're adults, but
just parents. Us being in the like the millennial generation, we're just looked at as those technology geeks.
Yeah, you know? Like, and we're so always engrossed with it.
Exactly.
Well, my first story that I wanted to share is complete opposite. So in this case, it's us talking about a woman who is actually, she's a politician. So she's a Norwegian politician, and she was caught during
defense hearing.
Yeah, it was during a hearing. She was caught playing Pokemon Go, and she's sitting in the front, and it was actually kind of funny because she asks a question. She asks a question at the panel, and as soon as she's done asking the question, she looks immediately straight down to her phone and just starts playing. So as the gentleman is answering her question that she asked, she's just, it looks like she doesn't even really care.
Yeah, she's literally just not paying any type of attention to him.
And just disregarding what it is that he's saying, which honestly is really funny to me because it's like, it'd be different if she's in the back. Well, I mean, but then again, it should be taken more seriously because it's a defense hearing and it's in regards to the national security of your country.
Yes.
So liberal, her name is Treen Ski, and she is a liberal party leader in Norway. And so she was part of the foreign affairs and defense meeting that was taking place. And then and it's quite obvious that she's playing Pokemon Go on her phone. Like, her phone is just flat out on the top of the table, on top of her paperwork. She's not even trying to do the whole side text, like where you hold the phone on the side and like underneath the table.
Yeah, no, she's not trying to be sly about this whatsoever. Like, she definitely wanted it to not necessarily be known that she was playing, but she
didn't care.
Yeah, it wasn't a secret.
Right, like right. And so...
And she had the nerve to later put out a statement saying that...
Yes, because she was asked about it.
Yeah, saying that you're able to do more things when your mind is, like, in a different place at the same time.
Yeah, like when you're multitasking and that she's being mindless, focusing on the game, but listening, actively listening.
Yeah. Instead of, like, making herself be brain dead in some ways. And,
right.
Like, using her mind as she's just sitting there.
I don't know if it's in regards. I mean, Norway, I know, isn't really too involved with a lot of things all the time. But if it's in regards to, you know, the national security and foreign affairs and things like that, I just would want the people, the representatives, to be 100% focused.
Yes. And then the fact that this wasn't just a normal like defense hearing that you're saying, like this is a full panel going on.
It's at, a like, really a big deal.
National security situation. And she clearly just didn't have any remorse in regards to what was going on.
Yeah, didn't care. She looks like she doesn't care. And so,
and the thing that's interesting about Pokemon Go is you have to be moving to play that game. You have to, like,
I want to ask her what Pokemon was she so concerned about?
Yeah, what Pokemons were in that juror's room with her?
Well, and she can't, it's like you can't get up. Like, if there's a Snorlax in the corner, even if you see him, you can't get up and go catch him. Like, if, cause she can't, like, you know, it's during a meeting. You can't just get up and walk around.
Exactly.
While people are speaking and discussing certain policies and things like that. So it's just really funny. I really want to ask her, like, that's the question that's on my mind, is what Pokemon or what was happening. I don't play Pokemon Go, so I'm not quite sure what else goes on in the game besides, you know, collecting them. But I'm just really interested in knowing what was so important, like what Pokemon, what conversation did she run into Ash? I don't know.
Yeah, and I find it funny that she had the nerve to say that doing games like this helps the brain continue to be able to
keep it stimulated.
Yeah, it keeps it stimulated just because you're not moving
or taking notes. Also, I mean, I feel like a teacher right now. Isn't that what teachers say?
But at the same time, she literally didn't respond to the question right away. She was very obviously playing the games on her
phone.
Yeah,
she was really engrossed with the game.
And what's funny is today police and just authorities are getting a lot more serious about Pokemon Go in regards to people, you know,
safety,
driving with them. Safety. Yeah. They've added a lot of features to the game in regards to if you're driving too fast or moving too fast, it'll say, are you sure you're in passenger? You're moving too fast. Are you sure you're in passenger mode? Or it'll like ask you to click passenger mode. Because if you're driving with someone that's going, you know, 80 miles an hour and you're in the car.
Fast like a NASCAR.
Yeah. And the guy's like driving. It doesn't seem like you're actually.
Right.
That's in the passenger seat.
Yeah, they're just trying
game.
To be more safe about it.
And that, honestly, I would hope that they pay a lot more attention to where they're putting their Pokemons. Because, like we said, was there just a Pokemon she was trying to catch that was in her in the courtroom, you know, with her? Because lately there have been
government officials are just walking around government
catching the Pokemons at the courthouse.
Right. So
because there should have been more regulation in regards to where the Pokemons are going to be.
Yeah, I remember in the beginning, a lot of people were kind of upset about certain locations.
Yeah, because there were certain places that people couldn't even people couldn't even access. Some people have been getting hurt or getting robbed in regards to not paying that much attention when it comes to that game, which I find it funny that she used it. You know, this woman in the courthouse used it as a way to get more stimulants and more activity to her brain.
Yeah, I just but people have just laughed it off and said oops.
Yeah, because people have been robbed for leaving their cars for paying Pokemon, or some people have gotten hurt by not paying attention to what's in front of them when they walk.
Right.
Next thing you know,
being just, I mean, I know that games can really, I don't know, I just think that it's just not safe, and it just cracks me up that people really get that engrossed in locked into their phone that they're so unaware of what else
especially
is happening around
them. Those kind of games, you know.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I've been that person before when I was in college walking around on my phone and not look up and kind of run into a pole. I've had happened to me where I'm like walking on my phone and then be like, oh, but I didn't, luckily I didn't hit my head, I hit my foot, so I gotta stop myself. But so I know how it is, but you definitely have to pay attention to when you're in at least official situations.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, is she not taking this seriously, or what was, I don't know. So if you're a politician, don't let that happen. I mean, or at least be slick about it.
Try.
There's a video up of, and you can look more into this too if you're interested, because I mean, it's kind of funny. It is, but it isn't. Mm-hmm. It's funny, I guess, because it's happening to a politician in a different country.
And she looks very friendly when it's even happening.
Yeah.
In the video they were
displayed. It would just be so wrong. Because, like, if Hillary or Trump was playing a game during a debate or something like that,
America would have
not be.
It would
have
went viral on in America.
Not
they said, Norway is a pretty peaceful place. Not that America is not, but they just have different standards in regards to what they feel is appropriate or not in the courtroom.
So, yeah, check that video out. And then we are going to cut it to a quick break. But when we come back, we want to talk to you guys about another questionable decision being made in regards to Instagram this time, as well as a really cool feature that's being, you know, added to the Instagram app. And then, of course, some baby news. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. We will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.
Back, everyone. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. And right before the break, we opened up this episode talking about being distracted by social media, and even from politicians to jurors are getting around the world, just everywhere. It's not just an American thing, American teenager thing. It's people all around the world in all types of levels of duty.
I've had even a friend use Tinder for her senior project in college to like write on the information of it. And she actually found her boyfriend on Tinder throughout using it. Just
love
for
on
her
Tinder.
Experiment.
If you guys have been listening to the social media news podcast from the beginning, and if you haven't, you can always go back. But you guys know how I feel about Tinder. So check that out. Check that out. But anyway, so we were... they're in Australia. This happened in Australia. They are currently, well, it's all wrapped up now, but a trial that was going on in regards to a Tinder, it was a Tinder murder trial that was involving, you may know it as the Toasty trial as well, depending on where you are and depending on if you've been keeping up with this trial. But basically, it was in regards to a murder that and Tinder was involved. But, you know, and that kind of happens sometimes. Like we, I don't know if you remember the story about Craigslist, the guy that was meeting people and meeting up with
the dates. Craigslist killer.
Yes. Yeah. And so kind of like that same scary situation. But anyway, so this is in regards to the juror, and she actually almost had, she could have faced jail time.
Yeah. And it's called the Toasty trial because she's the juror that was in the
She was
Tinder murder trial.
Yeah. She was, she was sitting on the juror seats. One of the jurors for this Toasty trial, excuse me. So she wasn't even on, like,
trial at all. She was just,
she's doing
juror.
Her civic duty.
Exactly.
Right? And so, she actually was, and almost caused a mistrial actually for her actions. So she is in love with Instagram. She posts on Instagram all the time, and that's totally fine because we love Instagram. She's 26 years old and she's from New Zealand. Her name is Warina Wright. And she was posting just daily artsy pictures of her coffee, but which is totally fine. You know, it's it, you would think to yourself, like, what's so big about posting artsy fartsy pictures of coffee? But it was her captions and the fact that she was talking about, like on my way to deliberate and things like that. And I hope that this coffee will keep me through and stuff like that. And so she wasn't necessarily, because like one of her captions was another day of jury duty, another fab coffee. This one is from hashtag the frisky goat, and it was worth the 15 minute wait. I found another fab wall too. I'm just having such a good time exploring the city every morning. So they're playful, they're fun, but the fact that she's detailing that she is a member of the jury, she's a juror, is what the problem was. And so it actually, and they have similar rules there in Australia that they have here in the US, where you're not supposed to discuss exactly what's happening with the trial with outside members, or even like they're really strict about what you can and cannot do. You can't watch TV and things like that. Like,
yeah, and depending on the Queensland Law Society mm-hmm. put out a statement saying that they think to release any commentary on social media is definitely skirting on the edge of the line. So like you're saying, you shouldn't be putting anything out there, even if it's something playful. You shouldn't be doing that at all. Even though after 2 hours of deliberation, the judge did find the comments to be risky, but they didn't right. provide any details.
Yeah.
Since, like you were saying, they were very playful comments.
And I think, too, also because she has like 2,000 followers. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of puts it at risk, because it's not like it's just her family.
Yeah, it's a lot of other people.
It's a lot of people. And I mean, of course, the defense attorney wanted it thrown out and everything, of course, because technically you shouldn't be saying anything or at identifying all. Yourself at all. But and especially with a trial like this, like a murder trial mm-hmm. where it's very sensitive and you don't, you know, you just want to be really careful with certain things like
that.
Yeah,
and you literally just have no idea what could be taken into, you know, into the right, right. context, what's going to be misconstrued at all. So, and they also did say that if the juror was found guilty of revealing any of the jurors' trial deliberations,
right.
she could have faced charges of over 2 years of jail sentencing
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, so she could have actually went to jail just mm-hmm. for posting. Exactly. 'Cause, and it kind of makes it, and I think it is a big deal. And I know that now they're going to have to make different changes and make different rules now when you're serving as a juror on a trial, because social media is so tempting, and also because and it's one of those things where you can't tell a juror they can't do anything, but they tell jurors you can't do anything.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm sure now you're going to have to probably check in your phone. I wouldn't be surprised if they start amending the rules to saying like you have to check in your phone, all electronic devices and all modes and means of communication, because you don't want people influencing you and like your family talking to you and mm-hmm. telling you opinions based upon what they're seeing in the media. And you don't want to give out information that could be potential
exactly.
detrimental to the trial or the case at hand. So it's just a really sticky situation that.
Yeah, because one of their biggest problems was they didn't want to have a retrial just because
yeah, and it's so
of
expensive
her,
and it's
yeah,
like,
doing all this and them having to just get a whole new line of jurors because she wanted to just go and post her little pictures on Instagram. And from now, I believe most of her pictures have been deleted from her Instagram account just due to legal
yeah,
reasons
I'm sure.
in regards to her comments, or at least she would have had to change the comments. But
yeah,
then what's the point of having
least.
The coffee cup if you weren't stating, you know,
right,
where you were
right.
going? I think that was her purpose. She thought it was kind of cute, you know, like, hey, going to jury duty today.
I know.
Got my cute coffee.
I know. And it's like she's going to jury duty and everybody's always like complaining about it. But it's like you're actually deliberating on a trial, friend. Like, you got to keep that under wraps, especially because there's always grounds for a mistrial. And it's really sensitive.
Yeah.
What can be the cause and the reason for a mistrial. And you don't want to be.
Because the Jury Act 1995 states that a juror must not communicate with anyone outside the court during mm-hmm. any proceedings. Because, mind you, so you're on Instagram technically talking to 2,000 people.
Yeah.
And then it says, because of your cute little photos of coffee cups by making mention of your jury duty, the judge has the right and obligation to discharge the entire jury and request a retrial.
Mm-hmm.
So they did not do that in regards to this case, because the judge at the end of the day ruled out that none of her comments were demeaning,
yeah.
you know, didn't damage the case, but it let it be known and let the world be known as well that you can't be posting or even letting it be known that your involvement is
of
with
what,
jury duty.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you are a person who loves to post and loves to tag where you are, what you're doing all day long, don't.
Yeah.
Especially when you're on jury duty or a politician and you're Instagram is not that serious, folks. It's really not. I mean, I'm sure if, because 2,000 followers seems like a lot, but a little all at the same time. So I'm sure.
There's a lot of ghost followers out there.
Yeah. I'm not, that might have been, they probably would have looked into who was following her. But if your account's on public, the amount of impressions that you've made on people could be a lot greater. If I don't know if her account is on public or private, because like I said, we don't know who she is.
Yeah. And then I also wonder, when exactly was she posting these pictures? Was she posting it while she was there at the jailhouse?
Like at the courthouse, or on her way there? Or
because I don't understand why they didn't just confiscate people's phones during this time.
No, I think it was on the way or in the coffee shop of the courthouse or something like that, you know? So that's our advice. With that, we're going to cut it to a quick break. But when we come back, we want to share with you the good of Instagram.
Yes.
Since we're talking so much smack about social media, we want to tell you guys some good additions to my personal favorite platform, as well as a baby who just made his debut on social media. So we will be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back to the Golden State Media Concept Social Media News Podcast. And to end our show, we wanted to, you know, keep it a little lighter for you guys in regards to some of this social media craze going on. So Instagram has implemented a new help button as well to pretty much activate and let it be known if anyone around you needs any help or assistance. So, for instance, say if they were posting about self-harm, you'll be able to now anonymously report it.
Right, which is actually really cool. So if you're like on scrolling on your feed and things like that, and you see kind of like a questionable picture or caption even, then you can kind of like flag it, and it alerts Instagram, who will then alert or send a message to the poster, the original poster, asking them like, you know, and letting them know somebody was concerned about what you just posted or what you had said as a caption. Is everything okay? Would you like help? And then you can, and when you receive that notification, you can then, you have three different options, because then they have different resources for you just right there on the app that Instagram allows you to like talk to a friend. You could press that option or reach a crisis helpline if you need to. And then it will also give you options of areas nearby, so it's
and
not
then they
just
give you some just even like tips and support. I think they like kind of like brochure type of situation,
right,
that they'll
give
out
you, and just so that to let you know that you like somebody noticed this and that we care, because sometimes that too is what somebody is needing at that time, is somebody to reach out and to notice the subtle little instances and nuances that shows that they're hurting or need a friend or need someone to talk to. And so, and it's really cool because Instagram, one of their top executives, her name is Marne Levine, she was saying that Instagram, they understand that Instagram, a lot of, for the most part, is for fun and is for to post just happy things that happen, but in happy events that take place in your life, but there are some sad things that do take place. And even if you search a hashtag, certain types of hashtags will alert Instagram that you are contemplating certain, like you're looking into.
Yes, it will actually redirect you to the help page versus,
which is really the cool. I like, I like that a lot. And they also Instagram, and I think I feel that Instagram took a lot of thought and consideration into this. They also, in conjunction with the National Eating Disorders Association, as well as the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, made sure that the verbiage and words as for tags and things were correct, as well as when offering the help, because some people when they're dealing with that are very sensitive, and so you have to be careful how you approach them as well,
because
you don't want to turn them off from it.
The Instagram Society was very intuitive with listening to mental health experts in regards to how they should reach out and how the community should help and be a whole. Like you were saying, Pauline, they didn't want Instagram to just be about necessarily interacting outside of yourself, but also interacting within your community and to help others that are around you. And that person is actually your friend, not just someone that you happen to just see online.
Yes.
And I think one of the reasons that they're doing this is because what we recently happened to talk about Beyonce fans, just, you know, just doing things that aren't healthy for your body just because you wanted to display some type of media craze.
Exactly.
People cutting themselves for Justin Bieber.
Keep up with something. It's not cool. It's not that it's just not cool, but it's a warning sign, and it's an asking, it's a cry for help. That's what people say a lot of times when they're doing these type of things and posting it. And sometimes, which is very true, people do want to help them or do want to tell someone when they see something. If you see somebody post or write something, within a lot of us who are kind, you know, I would like to think for the most part people are kind.
Yes,
you think to yourself, I should say something, but you don't. Not all the time. You don't always know how to say or what to say or who to tell, because it's like, especially like if it's just someone that you follow on Instagram that you don't, that you may not necessarily know them personally, right? You're just following them because you enjoy the topics that they discuss or whatever it is, the artsy,
the pictures they post, anything.
Yeah. But then it could still be someone that you're, you know, concerned about. It's your internet friend, which, you know, so you're able to help them and at least start getting them help.
Yeah. And at least what option. I really like about this is that it is also anonymous when you get the message that, oh my gosh, someone knows, is thinking I'm in need of help.
Yes.
It's not going to say who that person is and why.
Right. So you can do, if you do see something that makes you, it puts you on high alert or concerned for someone and their health, you don't have to be afraid to say anything because you don't have to worry about them getting mad at you, or because sometimes you are unsure of how the person's going to react.
Yeah, true. And I truly hope that nobody takes advantage, you know, disadvantage of this type of.
Yeah, I'm sure Instagram is still good. I would assume you're right, because they would need a really good and intense team to filter through everything because you don't want to. But then at the same time, you got to be careful, like you don't disregard certain things just because it doesn't look.
Yeah, they're going to have a team very on top of filtering this, because people are out there, just because you don't like a picture someone posted, they can report them as spam.
Don't say that you are worried about their well-being if it's just you don't like the picture. If they are truly
like, oh, this girl's crazy. Oh, she going out tonight? Oh, I am worried about her well-being. Like,
or
that's not
if she
a serious
posts
situation.
A picture with your ex boo, don't say that she needs help. Just unfollow her and block her and call it a day. So use it for the tool, use a tool for what it is for, not for just because you, that is true. And so, but I applaud Instagram again. I've always said that it's one of my favorite platforms, if not my favorite. And I think it's really cool. And I hope that other social media platforms will take suit and follow this, because I think it's going to be a very, very instrumental thing for a lot of people's lives. And if you are listening to this podcast, or you know of someone who is hurting or is sad, or you have noticed has been acting differently and they've been hurting themselves or hurting others around them, it's never too late to say something. And you can always, like one of these hotlines, the Eating Disorder Association, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. There's resources out there nationally. There's, if you just maybe need to talk to your mom or talk to someone that you trust, an adult that you trust, a teacher, a coach, whoever it may be, to get some help for you and your friend. But then with that, we are going to end the episode on some, a little bit of a lighter tone. It still has to do with Instagram.
Using Instagram for what it's for, of course.
Of course, for the happy, fun moments or whatever moments in life. But this one is a jolly, happy, fun moment. So
Miss Megan Fox has delighted her fans with posting her first picture of her son, Journey River, on Instagram.
Yeah, he's like 3 months old. So he's still a baby.
Yeah, he was born August 4th and he's been kept off of social media until now.
Which is really cute because she, this is her second son, but he's super cute. And he looks like he's like, the picture to me, it looks like he's like posing for his little picture because he's looking into the camera. It's really, really cute. Yeah. And so if you are interested or whatever it is, maybe you already follow Megan Fox, so this is late news to you, but she has posted her baby officially. So he's made his Instagram debut and he's a lady killer. He's cute.
He's actually her third child.
Third child. Mm-hmm. Oh, so second child with her. Well, they're hubby-ish. They're trying to make things right, I think, for the sake of the kids. But
husband. But they're kind of like, legally married.
Right. Yeah, they're just working things out. Yeah. Which is nice. So hopefully that they, through this renewed love with the baby, it will blossom into a very happy family, which will be very nice for the both of them. And then with that one, on that light and jolly, sweet baby news, we're going to end this episode of the Social Media News Podcast. Tell them where they can find us, Tasia.
You can find us on our network website, gsncpodcast.com, as well as on Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes. You can like us on Facebook as well as follow us on Twitter.
And so, but yeah, I love our network website, GSMC Podcast.
It has everything.
So if you're into, if you want to listen to any
sports,
of our old episodes, we have something. Yeah, we have something for everybody. We have sci-fi. We have health and wellness. There's, like you said, sports, a variety of sports, fantasy football, MMA.
Television.
Weird news, all of it, whatever stuff you're into, from whatever age you're into, we got it.
From A to Z, we got it.
GSMCpodcast.com. We'll see you guys next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.